Hey guys, welcome back to the Prosta English podcast. In this episode, we are going to be talking about traveling. I can easily say that traveling is my passion. I adore exploring different countries, observing how people live all over the world, getting to know their customs and traditions, and trying local cuisine. I've already been to 36 countries, from Singapore and Malaysia to the USA and the UK. And in this podcast, I'll share how it happened and what was the main reason why I traveled so much. So let's get started. When I was a child, I traveled a lot with my parents. I was born in a Belarusian city located close to the border with Poland and Lithuania. And thanks to that, almost every month we could travel with my parents by car to Europe. And additionally, once a year, we definitely traveled to the seaside to spend 2 weeks next to a warm sea. My first trip without parents happened when I was 13. My friends and I went to Bulgaria to a summer camp. And even though I had already traveled a lot with my mom and dad, in Bulgaria I had the first experience of communicating personally with foreigners. And in that camp, I met a lot of young people from all over the world. I was really excited to speak with them and to get to know more about their countries, but unfortunately, my level of English was rather poor. Whenever I was asked something by a foreigner, at first I had difficulty understanding what they wanted, and second, it could take me ages to decide which tense to use, for example, present simple, present continuous, past simple, past continuous, present perfect, oh my god. And in addition to that, I had a rather limited vocabulary, so it was challenging for me to express my thoughts and feelings properly, so in most cases, I preferred to keep quiet, say nothing, and just smile. You know, in Bulgaria, I noticed how much Belarusian teens were different from the European ones. Our teenagers, including me, were rather shy, anxious, unconfident, and too concerned about other people's opinion. But at the same time, Europeans seemed to be more open-minded, easygoing, sociable, cheerful, and independent. And due to that, after Bulgaria, I came back home with a strong desire to enter a European university, to be able to interact with people from all over the world all the time. Because I believe that it would not only help me to get an international education, but it would also change my personality in a positive way. Thanks to my decision to study in Europe, I started to learn English intensively. I signed up for private classes with a tutor 5 times a week, and I was going everywhere literally with English books and notebooks. And I remember that even at the ice hockey matches of my brother, he used to be an ice hockey player, I was sitting with books and completing exercises during breaks. Yeah, at that moment, I became obsessed with English, but I had a goal, and that's why I always say that, okay, maybe it's possible to learn a language if you are a very self-organized and well-disciplined person, but in most cases, before starting to study, the first step is to find the goal that enlightens you and gives you motivation not to give up. And in 2013, I entered Vilnius University in Lithuania, and my dream came true. I was studying with people from all over the world and in my free time, traveling with a backpack around Europe. At that moment, I had a limited budget, so my friend and I were finding the cheapest airline tickets and bus tickets. Sometimes we could afford to rent a bed in hostels, but in most cases, we selected a free option to stay at unknown people's places using couch surfing. If you have never heard about couch surfing, I'll explain how it works. So some people have a free couch or a free room in their house, and they provide it to travelers for a couple of days or nights. And you might think, why do they do that? But actually, there are many reasons for that. Based on my experience, some people just love communicating with people from different countries and learning about their culture, and others are simply kind and open-hearted, and they know that many travelers don't have enough money, and in some places accommodation costs an arm and a leg. And others also use couch surfing when they travel, so whenever they are at home, they host travelers to have more reviews on their page and look more reliable to be able to find their hosts faster. To be honest, we have never had any bad or dangerous stories. All our hosts were super kind, open-hearted, and friendly. And in most cases, they were willing to spend time with us, show us some sights, and tell us more about the city. One of the greatest and the warmest memories I have is from Switzerland. When I was studying in Lithuania, my friend and I decided to apply to a student exchange program, and we went to study in Belgium for half a year. And in Belgium, they have an unusual education system. During the semester, they didn't have any exams, they only had a final exam at the end of the semester. So basically from September to December, we were doing nothing. We were just going to lectures, exploring Brussels, going to student parties, and traveling. But to prevent you from feeling jealous, I'll mention that the final exams in Belgium were super challenging and hard. Those were the hardest exams in my entire life, and I studied intensively for 2 months, from early morning till late night, to pass them. And in the end, out of 8 exams, I failed only one, and I felt absolutely proud of myself. But let's get back. I wanted to tell you about traveling. So in the middle of the semester in Belgium, we decided to go traveling with my friend, and we found the cheapest tickets to Switzerland. And I still remember that we paid 30 euros per person for both ways. And of course, we found a couch surfer, because renting even a hostel in Switzerland would have been insane. Our host was a guy from Poland who had been living in Switzerland for a couple of years. And when he met us, he gave us his scooters. And all day long, we were exploring the city on those scooters. And it was fun and unusual. And then in the evening, he bought a bottle of wine for us, and many years have passed, but you know, guys, I still remember that the bottle of wine cost 30 euros, as much as our plane tickets. And at that moment, it seemed crazy to me, because I couldn't afford to buy such an expensive wine. And yeah, in the evening, he cooked a simple but delicious dinner for us. The next day, he had a day off, so he drove us to France by his car, and we went to the mountains and played with snowballs. And you know, it was one of the most memorable days of my life, and I can say that I do not keep in touch with this guy. I do not even have his Facebook page, but I smile every time I think about how kind and generous he was to us. Oh yeah, and I have recalled one more memorable story connected with couch surfing. So one summer, I decided to take part in an international project for young people, which was conducted in Slovenia. And you remember that I didn't have much money, so instead of taking a plane, I decided to travel by bus. On the way to Slovenia, I stopped in Austria because I had never been there before, and I was really excited to explore that country. And again, I decided to find a host using couch surfing. But it was my first experience staying alone without my friends. And you cannot imagine how scared I was. And it took me a couple of days to find my host because I was checking carefully all the profiles and reading all the feedbacks to avoid any unpleasant experiences. But in the end, I was super lucky. In Vienna, my host was very hospitable. He showed me the city and his favorite places. And in the evening, he cooked schnitzel and potato salad for me. And I found it amusing because even though I come from Belarus, the country of potatoes, I have never heard of potato salad before, while Austrians are extremely proud of this dish. The next day, I went to another Austrian city, and the guy who met me there straight away, like the first seconds, gave me the keys to his apartment, saying that he was very busy and we could meet later. And I explored the city by myself all day long, and in the evening, I met my host with his friend in the park. And we were sitting on the hill, watching the sunset, listening to a musician and talking about life. And I remember that at that moment, I felt over the moon and I felt like I'm the main character from a movie. The next day, I had a bus ticket to Slovenia for the youth project, but those guys told me that they could bring me there by car. The only thing I had to do was to go with them to a church in the morning because it was Sunday. So can you imagine, we really went to a Protestant church the next morning, and I was so surprised by the fact that it was actually not a real church, but just a room in a school building. There were no candles, no priests, no icons of God, no women in long skirts or covered hats. There were just chairs for 20 people standing in a circle, and all the people who came there were young, up to 40. They were just discussing the Bible. Some people shared what they had read the last week in a Bible. They sang songs, and in the end, they shared one baguette and a glass of wine. And you can't imagine, but that was a real culture shock for me. And after going to the church, the guys brought me to Slovenia by car, and I continued my trip. So, as you see, I had been worried about my stay in Austria a lot, but in the end, it was a very, very pleasant experience. You know, just looking back, I still think that it was crazy, it was fearless and very naive to stay at unknown people's places, but I'm really thankful that I had this experience because now I have a lot of funny and heartwarming stories. When I finished my studies in Europe, I met my husband Paul and we decided to explore Asia together. And then we spent a year in China working and living there. And during that time, we visited many Asian countries, including Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. But about those adventures, I will tell you next time. So I encourage you to follow this podcast, not to miss the next episodes. And thank you so much for staying with me today. I really appreciate your time and attention. And if you want to study English with me to be able to travel easily around the world, to communicate with people from all over the world, follow me on Instagram and you will find information about my courses, speaking clubs, and group classes there. Have a lovely day, guys. Keep in touch and bye-bye.